have no conscience.
Punch, 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 transfer this
deadpan
into code. White eyes watch my number 156 is shown.
I'm here from past life to perform illicit function. I fail this conscious
podcast.
I'm a machine. Imperfection. One world government has outlawed war among nations. Now, social
media
control requires population termination.
Hey, and welcome to Deadpan number 156. I'm your host, Jack Mangan, a.k.a. NM156, just like in the intro there. And I'm awfully glad I remembered to do that in this episode. So momentous things are afoot. What you need to know, Saturday, February 27th? Yes. I don't know the time either, because I'm completely unfucking prepared, but the Boom Effect is to raise money for T. Morris and his daughter, the Sonic Boom, in the wake of the tragic loss of T's wife. The Boom Effect is having a webathon on this Saturday. It's being run by our good friend Rich Siegfried. I'm actually going to run a promo later on, which I have listened to, but the promo hopefully will have more information than I have, because my information here is a complete fail. You should also know that the Deadpan meetup is coming up very soon. We're less than a few weeks away, and yes, I'm getting Skyped at. And so we'll be having a good time. You should contact me if you need information. My email address is sphericaljackm at gmail.com. There's actually only one M in Spherical Jack M. And I'll give you the voicemail number later, because that's how you're going to send me some content. Of course, you can also record it and send it to that email address. Wow, this intro babble has gone completely off the rails. I have some excellent content in this episode, including the second-to-last Questers from FPM episode, as promised in Deadpan number 155, and it's exciting stuff. And yes, we will also be beginning the Deadpan Parade of Nations. And, you know, I'll explain it later. You're tired of this fucking intro babble. As am I. This is not the Boom Effect promo, but a different one. For something else big that's coming up, that's slightly a little more vague, but yet you'll still find this promo informative and entertaining and educational. And holy shit, I need to shut the fuck up here. Enjoy.
I thought you said we were going over to the studio.
This was the studio when I left.
I don't think I've ever seen anything like that before.
I was watching this reality. Oh, hey. That construction worker's kind of hot.
I think I need to go find my boss.
The holy shit, is that a stage?
Why does Wander Radio need a stage?
Coming soon to Wander Radio at wanderradio.com.
Jack Mangan's Deadpan Podcast.
It grows like a cold sore from the lip.
Hey, Mr. Mangan, I got a bargain for you. The truck, it's all emptied out, nothing but a bunch of broken up bits of lyrics in there. Any of you's Deadpan guys tell me what song they belongs to, you can take them free. I just want rid of them.
Hey gang, welcome back to another Broken Lyrics Challenge. I'm your host, Paul Mackey, And let's get right into last week's lyrics. Number one was, "There's not a line that goes here that rhymes with anything," which is from Take the Skinheads Bowling by Camper Van Beethoven off the Telephone Free Landslide Victory LP. Second was, "Avoiding all work because there's none available," is from Girls and Boys by Blur off their album Park Life. And thirdly, "Sing along if you can. My nerves are burning, my stomach's churning, there's only one thing I need. It comes in a glass or a bottle or can, it's the cure that's guaranteed. The first drink of the day," by 7 Seconds of Love from their Danger is Dangerous album. All right, let's get on to this week's challenges. Here they are. Number one, "Like a Thief in the Night, See the World by Candlelight." Number two, "I patted her revolting little chihuahua, but she still didn't want to." And number three, "Wanna Be Wild Animals, Lay Down in a Shady Den." So, good luck. Give us your guesses on the comments page for this episode. Bye. Theme music for the Broken Lyrics Challenge is 12506 by Deutschenschuld, available at ccmixter.org. The truck sound effect is Truck Brakes by Corsica S, available at freesound.org. If you have specific comments about the Broken Lyrics Challenge, you can email reallybigthings@gmail.com.
This is SB, a.k.a. Smooth Like Butter. You're listening to Jack Mangan's Deadpan Podcast. This right here is the gayest fucking thing you've ever spent 20 seconds listening to. Anybody who likes it is a homo. Deadpan is the fucking way.
Comet Girl. You found my rocky body somewhere in the tundra, under a mountain of snow sheets and pillowcases. You radiometric dated my fingers, toes, and iron hair to find I'm older than the solar system, but younger than the Milky Way. Created from rich hydrogen, PP chain reaction of stars, spit me out. I am radiating 1,000-year half-lives. You determine I came from the Oort cloud, icy regions sometimes perturbed by nearby star, hurled toward your sun. Hyperbolic path collided with Earth, found frozen, yet still whole for research.
Hi, this is Christopher Moore, world-famous unknown author on Jack Mangan's Deadpan Podcast. Keep listening.
Previously on The Questers from FPM, Amy and the rest of her questing party finally saw their old friend Chris again. They told Chris the story of their quest, and she told Amy everything she knew about how to interact with the people of Podango. The questing party went to sleep in Chris's room, but a honeybee saw them inside the home and then flew away. The Questers from FPM. A Serial by Amy Bowen. Episode 10. Evil Incorporated. The honeybee's flight took her over the drab landscape of the underworld, over the now quiet Centaur Court, and into the commercial district, with its numerous buildings of all shapes and sizes. At this hour of the night, the only light in the district came from the smoky, tinted windows of an enormous pyramid, and from the fluorescent white letters stamped into one of its surfaces. There was evil there that did not sleep. The honeybee flew into the pyramid through an open window halfway up one side. She followed a corridor to a doorway that led into the surveillance room, a large, cube-shaped open space near the center of the pyramid. She flew to one of the workspaces situated around the edges of the room and landed on the desk of the supervisor of surveillance.
"Good evening, sir,"
said the honeybee.
"I have a surveillance report to make."
"Good evening, Aspie,"
answered the supervisor.
Please, make your report.
I found the living people we've been looking for. They're paying a visit to a friend of theirs down at the home for infinite winners.
Out of instinct and habit, she danced about on the tabletop as she spoke, even though she knew humans couldn't read her steps.
Ah, another band of heroes. Perhaps this group would have the good sense not to try and take their friend home with them. So many have prematurely become permanent residents here while attempting to do so. I would hope the living would know better by now.
Perhaps these do know better. Either way, though, they have something that is always in great demand.
Indeed, they do. We'll start assembling a team now. When they come out of the castle in the morning, we'll be ready for them.
Mornings in the underworld dawned far more subtly than mornings in the living world. The sky went from a blank, starless black to the color of an analog television tuned to a dead channel, then turned a plain, dull gray. The questing party hadn't even noticed the change on the previous morning, and this morning was no different. Once again, their hostess, who had evidently become used to the rhythm of days here, woke them up. Soon, Chris and Amy were making breakfast together, Chris relating more details of her long experience with the Podangans to Amy all the while. As the group enjoyed their waffles with strawberries and Cool Whip, the bittersweet sense of impending separation began to fill everyone present. Jeremy and Ed volunteered to clean up so that Chris could write down a few last important notes in the small, blank book she had been using to record her instructions for Amy.
Thanks for bringing this book, said Chris. That was some really good thinking.
You're welcome, said Amy. And thank you. The questing party lingered in Chris's room for a little while, talking about this and that, but they knew they couldn't draw it out for too long. They had all the information they needed now, and after all, the sooner they left, the sooner they could return home to save two kingdoms. As much as it hurt, the questing party said goodbye to Chris, this time forever. Chris, thank you so much. I would say that you can't imagine how much today and yesterday mean to me, but I know you can. Goodbye, my friend. I will miss you terribly.
Goodbye to you too, my friend. I will miss you too. I wish you all the best when you get home. I hope you take what I've taught you here and expand on it and build an enduring alliance with Podango. Go home and succeed for both of us. If you do, maybe you'll end up here someday too.
I'll do it. I promise.
You are listening to Jack Mason's Deadpan. We are Deadpan. Deadpan is the way.
So, have you heard from T?
He's taking it day by day, focusing on what's important right now.
Gotta be tough. Raising a kid on your own and all? I mean, I got two. It's not cheap raising them.
Yeah, but T's employed now. I'm sure he's gonna be fine.
That's it. He's a social media professional now.
Oh, frack. We gotta do something to help that kid.
On the 27th of February 2010 at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, members of the social media community are holding an auction to benefit T's five-year-old daughter, known in our circles as Sonic Boom.
We want to show a little girl that while her life has changed, that her opportunities are limitless.
Please join us in celebrating the future of Sonic Boom. We want to make sure she's supported through social media before the teat that her daddy's sucking at runs dry. Please visit www.theboomeffect.org for more information.
Randomly selected comments from the comments page, and since I say comments, Very frequently, we change the word comments to nipples, because nipples is just more fun to say than comments. And the greasy thing is... So the first one, Justa Joe says, Ellipsis, damn it. Who left the deadpan Zamboni turned on? Dead battery again. Jack, you have got to remove the cup holder from the Zamboni, or we will never get these games finished. Star goes to the storeroom to look for the battery charger. Star. Ditto says, I can't believe Sergei Fedorov is still playing. Lopan says, stupid Frodo. The Energizer Bunny says, 4-2, frack me. Ditto says, JB, first drink of the day, -7 seconds of love. That was actually correct. The Energizer Bunny says, wow, the sun has come out. For the first time this week, I was able to shut off the light in my office. My kitty will be happy. The Computer King says, CJ, excellent news on the job, but now all you need is a raise. Star, listening to the deadpan Star, heh, there goes my Bogart impression Ellipsis. Actually, since it was the Computer King. Oh, the Cuter King. Since it was the Computer King, he actually said it in his voice, which said, CJ, excellent news on the job. All right, that was awful. Jesus Christ, I apologize. Computer King has the deepest voice out there. Used Hair says, just because grammar is hard, there's no reason for us to kill it. http://www.creators.com/comic/speed-bump.html. CJ says, I, however, lost the award for homophone use, -1, +1. And the first of the week, Nomad Scry says, best if used before 2012.
You are listening to Jack Mangan's Deadpan Podcast. He says deadpan is the way. I do not understand the purpose of this statement. My deadpan was pre-installed. Please input clarification.
One by one, each member of the questing party said goodbye to Chris. After they had finished, Ditto transformed into the invisibility shield once again. When the men were safely hidden from sight, the party left the room and walked back through the hallways and out of the castle. The doors and portcullis opened for them as they approached. When they were outside, they saw Jessica standing to the side of the entrance, working the mechanism to close the portcullis behind them. She didn't look happy to see them.
So, Miss Ambassador, how did you do it?
She spat sarcastically at Amy.
Did your talking rabbit cast a spell on them?
No, I didn't,
squeaked Rhea.
You're a pretty decent liar, Amy Bowen. But now I know where the men in your questing party really went yesterday. They told me.
Jessica gestured over her shoulder with her weapon. There, in the field surrounding the castle, stood a line of 9 men wearing matching, ominous black warriors' outfits and armed with swords. Amy put on her best face and voice of command, pushing her fears aside, and strode forward. Greetings. I am Amy Bowen, Chief Ambassador of FPM. I came here in peace, meaning harm to none. Please identify yourselves and your business with us.
I am Dolacor, an acquisition specialist with Evil Incorporated,
answered the leader of the warriors.
Our company has been doing business in this region for many years. We deal in many commodities, including life energy. People bring wisps of it with them when they move here, but the purest, most concentrated source of it is in the minds and bodies of living people. We would like to offer you the opportunity to partner with us in this industry.
By which you mean you intend to keep us here in the underworld as prisoners until we eventually die.
That's such a harsh way of rephrasing the proposal. Think of it rather as associating with our company as suppliers.
I'm sorry, but we're not interested. We have far too many other things to live for.
I suggest you reconsider. The alternative is our taking that energy from you by force immediately.
We will take up that challenge. Ditto, let them go. Warriors, forward to the battle. The first command proved to be unnecessary, since Ditto had already returned to visibility and shifted back to human form while Amy and Dolacor had been talking.
I knew we weren't going to just walk into the underworld and back out without at least one real fight!
Wanderwolf made the remark sound like a battle cry as he rushed forward to engage the enemy, Joe and Jeremy barely a step behind him. To Amy's dismay, Jessica ran over to join the battle on the side of Evil Incorporated.
To her joy and surprise, Ditto also joins the battle on the Quester's side. He fought by shaping parts of his gelatinous form into shields and various weapons with remarkable speed. This helped to make up for the fact that the Questers were outnumbered. The two sides gave each other a good fight, but Amy knew that her men couldn't hold out against the evil forces forever, even with Ditto's help. As she watched the battle progress, she could see that her comrades were becoming tired, and all bore minor wounds. The four non-fighters in the party stood together, watching from what they hoped was a safe distance. Ed and John looked upon their brave companions with looks of mingled awe and despair. Amy was about to cry. Rhea was huddled in her arms.
There's nothing you can do to fight back? I don't know how. I know a lot about magic, but not how to use it.
That made Ed think of something. He reached into his pocket, pulled out the black guitar pick he'd been carrying since they had first entered the underworld, and held it up.
Jack Mangan. Jack Mangan. Jack Mangan.
To be continued. You have been listening to The Questers from FPM, a serial by Amy Bowen. Thanks to SB, Johnny Null, Kristen Mayo, Jessica Shero, Rhea Dynas, LaJohn from Chandler, Jack Hosley, and Ed from Texas for contributing their voices to this episode. The songs heard in this episode were Journey's End by Guardian Mind Mix, Night Stroll by Alexandre Falcao, Dawn's Early Heartache by 666 Fusion, Sad Trio by Kevin MacLeod, Ominous Stirrings by Ken Kurland, and Tears, Tears by Walt Ribeiro. Kevin MacLeod's music is at incompetech.com, and all other music is available at Music Alley. The sound effect in this episode was provided by the Freesound Project at freesound.org.
Maestro, if you please.
Oh, Canada, we stand on guard for thee.
I weep for you people.
Hello? Hi. Nomad Scry here, and I'm about to make a fool of myself by attempting to sing the Slovakian national anthem. Oh dear. And I haven't even started, and I've already fucked it up. Let's try it again. Natatrosa bliska hrami divo iju. Oh, Jesus Christ. Natatro. Natatrosa bliska hrami divo biju. Natatrosa bliska hrami divo biju. Zastav meik blacha veca onis tracha slovasio ziju. Zastav meik bracha veca oni stracha slovasio ziju. That's the best you're going to get out of me.
Today, Thursday, February 18th, 2010, the United States beat Norway at hockey 6-1 at the Winter Olympics. Guess what I gotta do? So, because my range almost reaches that far, but not quite, I had to choose between making the lowest notes sound good and making the highest notes sound good. I chose the highest notes. Okay, here goes. Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light
What so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave.
Hello, Deadpan. This is Ed from Texas. On the field of Olympic ice, my champions, the Belarus, were soundly defeated by Vanimon's Finland team. And so, the Deadpan has now been owed a song by me. And now, with a little help from my celebrity friends, an anthem for Finland.
Finland, 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 the country where I want to be, pony trekking or camping, or just watching TV. Finland, 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 it's the country for me. You're so near to Russia, so far from Japan, quite a long way from Cairo, lots of miles from Vietnam. Finland, 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 the country where I want to be, eating breakfast or dinner, or snack lunch in the hall. Finland, 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 Finland has it all. You're so sadly neglected and often ignored, a poor second to Belgium when going abroad. Finland, 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 the country where I quite want to be, your mountains so lofty, your treetops so tall. Finland, 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 Finland has it all. Oh, focus on Finland, friends! Finland, 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 the country where I quite want to be, your mountains so lofty, your treetops so tall. Finland, 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 Finland has it all. Finland has it all.
Hey, Jack, this is Crazy Joe. I heard you say that you would like us to call in and leave a bumper for you, a creative bumper. So here we go. This is my bumper for you. Are you ready? Here it goes. Here comes the bumper. Hi, this is Crazy Joe, and my deadpan bumper is sexier than yours. And that was my bumper. There you go. Hope that was creative enough for you. If not, it's still sexier than yours. Just saying. Have a good day.
Note left on Jules Winfield's girlfriend's door. Hey, baby, I've gone off to walk the earth like Kane in Kung Fu. Won't be back until late. I might stop off in France to get a Royale with cheese or maybe go to a movie in Amsterdam. I asked Marcellus Wallace to check in on your ass while I'm gone. You might send Vincent around. Vince is okay, but don't let that motherfucker give you a foot rub. I hope we still cool in the gang. Love, Jules, your mushroom cloud laying motherfucker. P.S. I gave $2,000 to some motherfuckers named Ringo and Yolanda this morning at the diner. Don't get all crazy pissed off like you sometimes do. I'm trying to be the shepherd. P.P.S. I had a bite of some motherfucker's Hawaiian burger at work this morning. I know you vegetarian and all, but you should try one of them. Damn, that was a tasty burger. And damn, that was a tasty episode. The anthems have just been a lot of fun, and Amy, our ambassador, I guess somewhat ironically, our ambassador recommended that we call that segment the Deadpan Parade of Nations. And the parade will continue, because I'm owed, well, we are all owed, some more anthems, including one for me. In fact, I have to do the Czech Republic anthem, because they beat Slovakia. And of course, actually, let's explain, that is for the Winter Olympics 2010, men's ice hockey. Each of us chose a nation that we thought would do well, and if we just chose a nation for fun. And if our chosen Olympics team lost to another Deadpanites Olympics team in ice hockey, then the losing player was required to sing an anthem. And there are all kinds of little bylaws and whatnot, as we've come to learn, but the main goal here is just fun. So look forward to more anthems. I actually have Amy Bowen's other anthem that she was owed. I think she actually had some more come up, but as I said, all right, enough of that. Deadpan is a motherfucking way. Thank you all. I do hope you'll call in to the voicemail line. That's 206-350-TOMY. Or you will record yourself some fun stuff and send it to me at sphericaljackm@gmail.com. And I hope that you will be here and be a fun, constructive part of the Deadpan meetup. Thus concludes our podcast day. Going to leave out with the tune as always, but I am not coming back after the music. Deadpan 156, out.
Finland, Finland, Finland.
No, that's not it.
Bye. run for your life.
I totally brought that down now, I'm sorry.
Oh, Jesus Christ.